And one day about 12 o'clock, might have been 11:30, somewhere along there, I looked over and back towards camp where we're building was, and boy, everybody was getting off that thing, going to camp just hard as they could go. And I thought, what was going on here? And the timekeeper come running across there and said, get to camp, we're getting off here, it's coming a storm. I looked all around and I didn't see no clouds. I said, I don't see no clouds. He said, man, you don't have to see a cloud come a storm out here. I said, get to camp, we're getting off in here. In 30 minutes, boy, they had us all loaded up and got us off in there. We left our trucks and everything, the barracks where we stayed in. And I went back down there after that storm was over, about 2 weeks. And boy, that water had been plumb over the top of everything, just leveled our barracks. I never seen such a mess. Been plumb over top of our trucks. Boy, it just tore everything up that we'd put out there. Then we had to take them trucks all apart, every part of them, and clean that salt water out of them, see? Man, we run into a job taking them things out of there. I left there then. When I got the next chance to get off that thing, I got off there and I never did go back down there anymore. That scared me to see all that done like that. And there was an old house out there, a greenhouse. I never will forget it. They said a man owned that outfit and lived out there by himself, him and his family. And that old house, it still stayed there, even after that storm come. I don't know, it was just an old green-looking house set out there.
You were down there then and all for about a year, you say?
Somewhere close to it.
Were you actually working?
I was working for Brown and Root Construction when I worked down there. So yes, they had a contract of doing that out there. Mm-hmm. And I was working for Brown and Root Construction. Now, when I live right up here, sort of got in a tight and I went to Dumas, West Texas. Dumas, they call it out there. Mm-hmm. And got a job out there, and I worked out there for the same company, Brown and Root Construction. I worked for them again out there. That was in, I didn't work out there but about 4 months.
Uh-huh.
And that was in, about 48 or 49 when I worked out there, when I went out yonder. When I lived up there on Budney in place, you know, up yonder. Yeah, he's a baby then. He can recollect that.
So you never actually had to go in the Army?
No.
I
was living right down the road here whenever it really got bad, see.
Mm-hmm.
And I decided I was going to have to go. So they sent, I was in 3A. They had me in 3A. And they called me in, see. Mm-hmm. Check up on you and see what you're doing. Well, when they called me in, I decided I was going to go. I done got shed everything, my truck and everything else, because I was fixing to go to the Army. And they talked to me, and I told them, they asked me what I was doing. I told them not anything. And they said, well, ain't you got a family? And I said, well, there's a lady, Miss Ida Mae who done it. And she is the main one up there, damn.
Mm-hmm.
And,
well, did you go into Paris?
Hmm?
You went into Paris?
Mm-hmm. They called me into Paris, you see. Mm-hmm. To classify me is what they're fixing to do, and they did. And so I told her, I said, well, I'm ready to go. She said, well, do you want to go? And I said, no, ma'am, I don't want to go. I said, I don't think there's anybody that wants to go over and get shot at. But I said, I ain't no better than nobody else. If we got a war to fight, well, I'm ready to go do my part. And I don't know why she did, but everybody that went up there, she just get mad and want to put them in there. But she didn't mean, you know, I was ready when I went up there. And she said, she said, you got a family? I said, why don't you get a deferment? And I said, no, ma'am. I said, I'd rather go to the Army. I said, I'm not going to work for these people. Back there then, boy, when you worked out here on the farm, they worked you from daylight till dark. I mean,
what farm?
All these farms around here. This all used to be in cultivation. It's cow country now, but it's all in cultivation then. No cows at all. Everybody farmed.
For the government?
No.